we used to have a lot of gang fights.
Uh-huh.
Teenagers.
Yeah.
Like when the Annunciata had their carnival,
mm-hmm.
a gang from South Daring would come over and fight, you know, and they kind of spoiled these carnivals.
Yeah, they would do it.
So I decided there was only one way of eliminating this.
Mm-hmm.
And I formed a Calumet Region Youth Council.
Mm.
And you had to be a member of a teenage club
in order
to join this council.
Yeah.
And it was a combination of different clubs within uh-huh. this council. And they would have a representative from each club attend this council meeting.
I see.
And I thought maybe by forming this council, the kids would get better acquainted with each other.
Sure.
They would work together in promoting dances and picnics and things like that and eliminate all this gang fighting, and it worked. It was very, very successful. And
yeah.
we had both boys and girls in clubs
uh-huh.
in this council.
That was good.
And twice a year, I'd run one dance in April
uh-huh.
where all the members of the council, boys, had to bring their mothers to this dance.
Oh, that's nice.
And then in September, all the girls would have to be escorted by their dads.
Their dad. That's nice.
And this was the greatest thing that ever happened in this area.
Yeah.
I got plaques and everything up there from different things.
Yeah.
And they presented me with
a
beautiful...
A lot of good work you did.
Yeah.
That's really nice.
And then they had elected their own officers
uh-huh.
and everything, you know.
Who were the gangs that were around here? Did they have
names? Well, there was a group from 160 here called the Eagles.
Mm-hmm.
Then there was the Annunciata Teenage Club, the Bonavarettes, the Bonavar AC,
mm-hmm.
the South Daring ACs. What do they call that group on the other side of the river?
Spartans.
No, the neighborhood. Slag Valley, but...
That's where the Spines come from, Slag Valley.
Yeah, well, that's an older group. But they had a club in
mm-hmm.
it. I had about 7 or 8 clubs.
That's really great. Now, do you know if there are gangs still around today on these sides?
Yeah, I would say there's one my son Joey was already
talking
about. Joey had a problem with this, the 99th Street Terriers. And there was another gang. That's about the only gang
yeah,
I know.
Not too much gang activity. Okay. What'd you like to do when you were a kid? What kind of games did you play?
Everything.
Well, tell me some.
Football, baseball, basketball. In sports.
Mm. How about street games when you were, say, even maybe younger, like 8, 9, 10, 11?
Oh, well, I could never tell you the names we called them.
They were
good, huh?
But this is what we called them, you know what
yeah.
I mean? But we'd be in a corner and somebody would suggest, let's play this game, you know,
yeah.
but it was a bad word, you know.
Yeah.
And a guy lean up against a fence or a post or anything, you know, and
yeah.
another guy would get down and he'd cover the eye, the guy's eyes, and somebody would whack him in the rear.
You gotta guess who.
Oh.
Yeah, and you'd have to guess who the guy was. If you didn't guess, you were down again.
And
we had a guy, he used to smash these milk cans. Small milk cans.
Mm-hmm.
And he'd put it in the palm of his hand and he'd hit you with that. We used to call that red, you know.
Yeah, really?
All drop hats and run.
How's that? How'd you play that?
Should not go upstairs now, because we're busy down here. Go ahead, Diane. I'll play over there. I forgot how that game went, but then there was another game that I loved more than anything in the world, and it was a game called Scrap Iron.
Scrap iron.
Yeah. We used to play this in the gym.
Uh-huh.
And we'd get two medicine balls. We'd form two teams.
Uh-huh.
And we'd have a goaltender,
uh-huh.
a ball tender.
Uh-huh.
he would lay on this ball.
Yeah.
And the object was to get the ball from the one goal and bring it to your goal in order to get a point.
Uh-huh.
But there were no rules.
Do anything you want.
You can pull the guy's hair, you can gouge his eyes out, you can punch him. And the men from your team would fight these guys off of you. You know.
Did you got it right up on there? I thought you had.
Yeah, there was a big I was explaining this to the sports editor of Daily Cadmet. He put a big article about it in the paper, yeah. I don't know where it's at, it's in there somewhere.
Yeah.
But that was a very, very interesting game.
Uh-huh.
And everybody enjoyed it.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact,
nobody worked. What the hell? All you do is go to gym. There's nothing to do with this fighting thing, you know.
Yeah.
Used to like to play the Swedes. The Swedes and the Italians used to play this game against each other.
Uh-huh.
And then, of course, the Swedes thought the Italians were a little bit too rough for them, so they quit playing it.
Yeah, it's funny. Were there a lot of Swedes on the East Side years
definitely.
Ago?
Yeah,
Doesn't it seem like there aren't so many anymore?
No.
I wonder what happened.
I really don't know, but I know that the Calumet Park at one time was controlled by the Swedes.
No kidding.
And when I was a kid, I wanted to go into the...